This is Daim Shabazz with the Chess Drum. We're in Las Vegas, Nevada. The Millionaire Open has just ended, or actually the nine-round open tournament is still going on, but Hikaru Nakamura won the Millionaire Chess Open. He actually defeated a couple different players, but he defeated Lee Kuan Lim in the final. I have with me a player who came all the way from Nigeria. He just finished his game maybe about 5 minutes ago, and his name is, he's an international master. His name is Bunmi Alape. So how was your tournament here and your experience?
Yeah, it was very difficult coming all the way from Nigeria. The stress of traveling never really got off me when I started, and I had a couple of bad results in the beginning, and hope to do better some other time. Hopefully next year I will come.
Were there any games that you enjoyed, or some good games you had?
Yeah, particularly the last game I just played, round 9. It was quite a tough one against an FN. I'm not sure of the country that the guy is from, but he played quite very well. The opening was okay, and at some point it was balanced, and I got tired at some point. I offered him up, but he declined, and he continued to I had to rush most of my moves, but the guy kept on thinking for so long. By a particular move, he thought for like up to an hour. So, but eventually I'm happy that it ended up in a draw.
So how many players came from Nigeria?
From Nigeria, or the Nigerians residing also.
Like you, the Nigerians
residing in the U.S. Two Nigerians actually that are residing in the U.S. came around in the person of Abiye Williams and Aderemi. And Namdi Woye, Lolomari George, Femi Balogun, Anwole Daniel, Dasha Olorotimi, and Oluwagbenga. I forgot his surname. Mm-hmm. My humble self.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, about 7 or 8 players.
Yeah.
So, with the tournament, what has been your experience of Millionaire Chess Open?
Yeah. It's really the fantastic venue. The venue is, wow, it's not something that we are really used to in Africa. The venue really is magnificent, and is enough attraction to bring players all over the world to come and participate. So for me, one of the highlights is the venue, and also the experience of playing. Was it's quite difficult. Like I feel in future one has to prepare, like come get to the United States like a couple of days before the start of the tournament. You have enough time to rest and hopefully play better. Yeah.
So was this your first time in the United States?
Yeah, this is actually my first time in the United States. Never been to the United States before.
Okay. So did you get a chance to do any walking around while you were in Vegas?
Yeah, I did a lot of strolling around Vegas, and it's been a wonderful place. You know, it's a fun city. I've actually heard so much about it, and also saw some landmarks like Hard Rock that I've watched in movies, MGM studios. You know, a lot of places that I've come across like on the television, and I'm seeing it live, so it's quite a wonderful experience. And with the people around, the nightlife, you know, the neon light, everything, Vega is such a fun place to be. Yeah.
So are the Nigerians back home watching, were they watching the tournament, watching the local players?
Yeah, definitely. Like, there's a particular Chess Players Association forum online, on Facebook actually, and a lot of players get in touch, like, they get in touch with each other, link the website, and get to see the games, monitor the Nigerian players' life.
So when do you go back home?
Yeah, I will be staying like 2 weeks because I need to go and check my parents. They are and my sister. They're in Colorado.
Oh, they live here?
Yeah, they live here. Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they live here. So I'll go and check them and leave after 2 weeks. Yeah.
So you said your parents?
Yeah.
Your parents and sister?
Yeah, sister, yeah.
Okay, that's interesting. I never knew that you had relatives here, and this is your first time.
Yeah, this is my first time. They're actually citizens also.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
I see. So in terms of the Millionaire Chess and Maurice Ashley's vision, what do you think would be a way that we can maybe attract more players to come to Millionaire Chess around the world?
Yeah, presently the attraction is so great. Like even in Nigeria, you'll be surprised that a lot of people know. They know about it, and they're probably the funding that is probably the bane of the whole thing. I feel it can get more attraction. Maybe organizing a couple of more, because Nigeria is so big, bigger than, and the chess community is so large. Mm-hmm. Maybe not as strong as the North Africans, but we have wide community of chess players. And if maybe like 2-3 satellite tournament, or maybe through some other means of sponsorship, mm-hmm. I think it will be better for us. I'm speaking for Nigeria, for example, not probably the whole. I know a couple of African countries they are not really involved, but in Nigeria, it's so massive, mm-hmm. so massive. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, if small sponsorship can come, and because I wish some other players can come and have such experience like I've done. It's quite a good experiment for me and experience. So, I'm hoping my folks out there, like in the chess playing community in Nigeria, maybe some corporate bodies may get involved too and sponsor a couple of young talented players next year.
Well, that would be good, because sponsorship is, of course, very difficult here as well, and we have a lot of companies with lots of money. But what are your personal goals in chess? I know you've been on the Nigerian scene a number of times. I've seen you at Olympiad, What are your personal goals?
Yeah, my personal goal has actually been to attain the Grandmastership title. But recently, my tournament performance, maybe because of some other priority, when someone gets to a certain age in life, probably some other things, more especially in the African environment. Yeah, you have some social responsibility too. So it has actually, but I'm trying to revive it now. So by coming for this tournament is a very good one for me to try and revive mine. Now, when I went for the Millionaires satellite tournament in Lagos, I didn't actually give myself a chance, because there were a couple of other guys that are really strong. And before then, I had not played like several tournaments. So I said, okay, let me just go and try. But I was surprised I qualified. So that has spurred me on to so you can do it. Okay. So
yeah, will you be in Baku, Azerbaijan next year for the Olympic? Do you all have the qualifier going on, or how does that determine in Nigeria?
Yeah, I think there's going to be qualifiers. But at the moment, I don't know. That has to be decided by the Chess Federation. So if there is a trial, I hope to make it, and if for whatever reason still, if I'm not selected, no.
Okay.
I'm not going to feel bad about it, but I just like everything to be on, the criteria that they're going to use should be open to all, so that players will know before, and if it's by rating, if it's by tryouts, there are different formats that the Chess Federation can actually use in selecting players.
Well, I hope to see you in Azerbaijan on next year, and I think that's where I've the Olympiad tournament is where I've met you before, and I'm glad that you had a chance to come here to U.S. and playing the Millionaire Chess Open. You know, we're honored to have you, and you and the other two winners of the African Satellites. And hopefully this can be a source of excitement and inspiration for the African continent. And perhaps there will be more satellites. In addition to the three, maybe there will be additional satellites around the continent.
Yeah, even if not from Kasparov Chess Foundation only, I feel others can be encouraged. We need to give like publicity to this kind of tournament back home. Like maybe videos can be shown, to encourage sponsorship. Like when they see this kind of venue, magnificent venue, having lots and lots of players, that should be able to attract. Maybe in Africa, I think it should. Maybe not like in Europe, but in Africa, I think it should, because chess in school is getting a lot of publicity right now in Nigeria. So, and a lot of players are being paid. They are getting employment through chess, which is also very good. Yeah, mm-hmm. I think if this kind of tournament can be publicized, let them see that chess can actually be a glamorous event. Like you see, you not only like most people usually feel chess is a game for the nerds,
right.
Yeah, but now like when they see this kind of event, it looks like any other sport that with like boxing. You go to the Caesar's Palace. I've been there also, Caesar's Palace. Ah. Yeah, where many big bouts have been fought. Muhammad Ali, Michael Tyson, and the rest. So if they can see this kind of event, it's okay for the publicity.
All right, well, we thank you for your time, and hopefully you have a safe trip back to Nigeria in a couple of weeks, and hopefully you'll enjoy your family in Colorado. And look forward to seeing you in Baku, Azerbaijan in 2016.
Yeah, let me promise you, if I'll either come as a player or probably as an official or just come on my own. Okay. But I'll definitely see you there, Daim.
Okay,
I promise.
Right. We look forward to it.
Right, thank you.
Thanks
so
a lot.
Yeah.
Right. This is Daim Shabazz, and we are signing off in Las Vegas, Nevada. They're about to do the Millionaire Square game show, and we're going to go and check it out and see what that's about. All right, we're signing off.